Hi, and welcome to cast number 31 of A Podcast by Adam Jaffrey. Today I want to talk about why marketing budgets produce short-term results. If you think about a business and the way they allocate costs to certain departments, say for example, the IT department, we can depreciate the cost of new equipment over, say, for example, 5 years. So we have time to recoup the costs of the initial outlay over those 5 years. Say a computer upgrade to a company costs the company something like $1 million. Well, we can depreciate, if we're using the straight line depreciation method, we can depreciate the outlay of that expense by $200,000 per year, which reduces the burden on the company for that new equipment by a significant amount. However, for the marketing department, expenditure is not depreciated. So what happens is the marketing budget and all marketing expenses, of course marketing is treated as a heavy expense, is allocated and reduces revenue within a single financial year. And this pressure is what drives marketers to produce short-term results, because there's a lot of pressure since we can't depreciate a marketing expenditure. There's a lot of pressure to reap the rewards and reap the to reap the benefits from that expenditure within that financial year, because once the end of the financial year lapses, there's no way to allocate that cost anymore. So this pressure drives marketers to produce short-term results instead of building their brand for the long term. Unfortunately, marketing is not treated as an investment. And what this results in is marketers looking for the short-term results in way of things like driving price cuts and using outrageous one-time campaigns that dissolve the brand equity and only produce a short-term impact to sales. So that's the result of this problem that exists. And obviously, you understand why this matters. So how do we fix it? Well, I don't think that we're ever going to be able to depreciate a marketing expenditure, things like advertising, things like, spending time dealing with distributors, those kind of things, even though they don't necessarily produce a direct impact to revenue, we're not going to be able to depreciate them against revenue in financial years in the future. So financially, I don't think this problem is going to change. Mentally and metaphorically, possibly, if managers and CEOs and C-level executives begin to think of marketing as an investment rather than an expense. And it is really important to realize that most managers do think of marketing as an expense. So this is something that we need to be aware of as marketers going into the future, that our role is not just a short-term one. And as I've said in a previous cast of mine, everything that we do impacts our brand and the way consumers see and perceive our brand indefinitely into the future. So we need to stop treating everything we do as a short-term campaign and really think about the long-term impacts that our actions have. And that's what I have to say today. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you next time.